You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here today. Thank you for bringing your incredible energy. This is going to be an amazing show. We have someone who is with us who I know the community absolutely adores. I absolutely adore her. I love it when we get together. We really get to transmute the energy, and we get so much help from the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. So as we start the show right now, let us call in the Ancient Ones. Let us invoke the Ancient Ones to open our hearts, really open us up at a very, very deep cellular level to whatever message and healing is going to come through today. And let's all activate the points of light. Let's all be those beautiful lights on the golden grid of grace and step into our power, step into our sovereignty. Every single one of us, we are stronger together. I know we say that every single time, but every single time it is true. We are stronger together. So let me introduce our next guest for this show to you. Alicia Power, a master energy healer and spirit telepath, has been trained by creator being spirit mentors for 30 years. These decades of direct from spirit training and intense initiations means she brings high spiritual authority to effect fast change to a person's soul evolution, soul wound history, and spiritual leadership. These decades of watching and partnering with senior spirit levels in daily energy healing has given Alicia a forensic knowledge of auric techniques and an awareness of how senior authority spirit mentors evolve a soul under their care. Alicia is a regular guest on consciousness telesummits such as this and offers her audience regular soul training and group spirit surgery where participants receive soul upgrades, Akashic wounds clearing, and psychic empowerment training. And she's honored to speak with you today. And I'm honored to have Alicia back on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Ian. It's a huge honor to be with you and your audience today. I'm incredibly excited. I'm incredibly excited because I don't know what's going to happen, because we're just going to let these creative beings take us by the hand and walk us into experiences today.
Yeah.
So, I just can't wait. Like, yeah, what's going to happen?
I have no idea, but we know it's going to be good. We know it's going to be yummy, and we know it's going to really benefit everyone who is here and those listening later. And I wanted to thank you, Alicia, for bringing the beautiful energy that you bring, and also for opening up this community to the creator beings, the spirit mentors who are going to be here with us, who are already here. And so I'll talk to you or ask you about them in just a moment, maybe for the benefit of those who haven't heard you before. I know you've been on the show maybe 6 times or so. But nonetheless, we have beautiful new people coming in all the time. So I'll ask you about that in just a moment. But I also wanted to give everyone a heads up that Alicia is going to be taking everyone through a group process of deep soul surgery. So the advanced spirit tutors are going to be here for a powerful upshift of all of our consciousness. And then we're going to be taking questions mostly from the web. So if you have questions, please write in on the web. And anything that is related to the subject, the topic, you know, that comes to mind, anything that's in your heart that you'd like to ask, then certainly go ahead and do that. So that's a little bit about what the show is going to be like today. But of course, as Alicia said, we really don't know what is coming through. But what we do know, that whatever comes through is what is meant to come through. And all of us are here right now to receive that healing, to receive the transmissions as they are downloaded to Alicia and through the spirit mentors. So Alicia, let me get started. The creator beings, I think, is there a difference between the creator beings and the spirit mentors? Do you refer to them as either or, but they're the same group or collective?
It can get a little confusing with the way that I'm a little bit casual with my terminology. but the creator beings are quite specific beings that exist in a layer of the worlds of spirit, excuse me. very, very high up above There's a few kind of concepts that I'd like to throw in here. Is that as humans, we're living in a physical dimension, and that physical dimension has a blueprint. It's got a spirit blueprint, and in that spirit blueprint, in the quantum energy world, there are enormous amounts of tribes of spirits, species of spirits, and they kind of go up in authority layers, which is a concept right there. And we are, as humans, we're existing alongside the worlds of spirit. They nudge us, they prompt us. And then we can chat to beings in the worlds of spirit that actually go up higher and higher and higher and higher in authority, in speed of change, when we ask them for change within ourselves, for our realities to change. So the higher up you go in authority, a lot can happen in a shorter space of time if you're dealing with beings that are much higher up in authority. Now, there's a kind of a membrane that holds the whole spirit world in this universe, in what I call the spirit universe, that is underpinning this physical dimension that we're living in. So you can imagine there's this huge blueprint of spirit worlds, and there's the universe of spirit beings that are dealing with us in this physical dimension. And there are many, many, many universes, different games, if you like, of spirit beings all having a slightly different experience of I don't want to go into this too much, but many, many different universes of spirit. And above those universes of spirit are layers of authority that oversee all those universes of spirit. And they're the guys that I chat to. So they're very high up in authority. And when you deal with them and work with them and talk to them and invite them to support you and help you, the speed with which your life changes and with which the way you grow and develop changes is incredibly fast. So just letting you know that that's the level that we're talking about when we talk about the creator beings. I talk about spirit mentors, spirit tutors, spirit technicians, spirit surgeons. Usually when I'm talking about spirit technicians and spirit surgeons, I'm talking about specific tribes of spirit beings who are specialist surgeons who work much lower down, closer to the physical dimension, and the specialists in working with the auric fields that prompt our thoughts and prompt our emotions. And the light technicians are very, very much electricians working with light filaments, which is in our auric field. So that's who I'm usually talking about when I talk about spirit technicians and spirit surgeons. Hope that helps. Hope that makes it a little clearer.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. Yeah, it's very appreciated that you said that. So when you've been connecting with them in the recent past, and of course I know that you always connected with them, but is there anything new and different that they have been sharing with you regarding the times we're going through, or regarding the degree to which humankind is accelerating our awakening right now, or just the energetic shifts that are occurring right now? Anything that you can share with us?
Interesting. So 30 years ago, when they introduced themselves to me, so I've been working with them and channeling them for 30 years, they came in on a mission, and the mission was to bring that incredibly super high light and advanced authority of their particular frequency down into this physical dimension, where we're thinking and we're having emotions and making decisions. So they wanted to start helping humanity, because humanity, shadow and darkness, as an energy, as a force, was very strong in the physical dimension. And they felt that it was going out of control, and they wanted to come down from that huge height, as I described, way above all universes. They wanted to drop their energy straight down into the physical universe, work directly with humans, and grow us up really, really quickly, Ian. That was their agenda. They wanted to morph the evolution of human consciousness as quickly as possible so that we could make decisions that were super clear and very wise from the heart with high consciousness. And my mission is to introduce as many people as possible to them so that individuals, you guys listening, can work with them directly. You can listen to me or you can listen to a recording where I take you into processes where you talk directly to them and get to know them and they become part of your daily life where you're sort of walking, talking with them, you know, directly connecting with you as a personal relationship with you. So that's my mission, so that as many people as possible start to have that light, that super high advanced light in their auric fields, which then starts to just explode open the growth, the soul awakening. And that's the purpose. But you were asking, you know, so their mission was to awaken humanity as quick as possible. Also, around about 2012, they shut gateways, doorways to shadow, to darkness that was leaking in, very like ruptured, you know, just this rupturing energy was just pouring in through portals, through gateways into the physical dimension. And so that was one of their missions, to just shut that down and then slowly, slowly just siphon shadow out and away. Now, more recently, we're in 2020 now, and shadow is still ricocheting around inside the vortex that is the physical dimension. We see it, obviously, everyone in the US is experiencing, you know, sort of the shock of just a lot of intensity right now. And so shadow is very prominent, but let me just say that what is happening is it's coming to the surface. Mm-hmm. It's like when you stir, you guys know, you know, the wooden spoon, the stirrer, when you stir and stir and stir. The point of it is to come to empowerment. The point of it is to stand up and speak up. The point of it, the point of stirring and letting shadow come up and be right in your face is to notice and realize that you're more empowered towards it. Right? So that's the point. And everyone can be just reflecting on that right now as I say that. So if shadow is right in your face for whatever reason, whether it's a personal relationship or circumstances going awry or our global situation at the moment or the situation in you guys, whatever you're dealing with in the US, how are you feeling about that? How are you standing up in your empowerment about that? You know, how are you feeling? Where are you inside yourself about that? About shadow. You see, this is, you know, I just want to really quietly just say, and it's not what we're going to be doing throughout this main session today, but we're on the topic because you pointed to it. So I'm just wanting to kind of just move us into a realization about this, because these creative beings do a lot of training right on this point of how we interact with shadow and where are we on the inside with our sense of empowerment around it. See? And so this is where the spotlight is shining right on that. How are we feeling about shadow? Are we feeling disempowered? Are we feeling downtrodden? Are we feeling hopeless? Etc., etc. So the spirit world, and especially these creative beings, have trained me for 30 years to look at shadow and to get very familiar with it just very quickly, because this is what they want to upgrade everyone, not necessarily today, because that's not really the topic for today, but this is something that the creator beings love to flood you with light so that you feel more empowered and more comfortable inside of yourself, even if you're faced with shadow. Mm. It's one of their primary agendas, actually. That's the truth. I've just said that in a nutshell. That's one of their absolute prime agendas, is to, for as many people as possible, to start working with them and to get their light coming into your auric field, because their light starts shutting down your shadow gateways and it starts to grow a strength at your core. And what starts happening is you become fearless and you certainly get to know yourself and your own shadow, but you become fearless around it. you have compassion for it, you have compassion for others, but that feeling of fear inside of you gets less and less and less.
Yeah.
It's a very, very important situation. It's a very, very important growth path.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I guess, Ian, your question is, hey guys, it's right in our face at the moment. And it's being watched. There are mentors in the spirit world at this level, as I'm saying, extremely high levels of authority that are watching the dynamics on planet Earth and amongst humanity. And it feels like we're at an edge. It sure feels like that. Do you feel like that, Ian?
Absolutely. And I think that there's also an overall sense, certainly in the community here, of expansiveness, that absolutely there is this beautiful change that is happening right now, either happening or waiting to happen. And, you know, you speak about shadow, and that's also, I think, the way we interact with our shadow also comes from perhaps a sense of knowing. And the reason I mention that is because you have said that the creator beings actually can see our full Akashic records of our soul. And one thing that you shared with everyone that we'll be experiencing today is, traveling down to our soul's longing to unveil to us the deeper reasons and motivation for incarnating. And so tying this thought pattern or this, commentary together, what I'm just referring to is the sense of knowing that we all experience, that sense of knowing, I think once we have a better understanding of our reason for incarnating, that knowing grows. And when we operate from that sense of knowing, then we're more comfortable in our skin, you know, quote unquote, right? So after all of that, my question, Alicia, is since they can see the Akashic records of our soul, how do they help us to better understand the reason why we incarnated?
Yes. Okay, everyone, is everybody ready? Since we've had a little bit of a chat here, we've had probably more and more and more people jumping on, which is great.
Yeah.
And because now everybody's ready. Okay, is everybody ready? Let's go.
Strap
on the accelerator.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
Strap down.
All right, everybody. So, hey, if you have, everybody listening, if you have pen and paper with you, I'm not sure if they're going to use it, but they do want to workshop your logical mind today. They want you to do some self-inquiry and just taking a look at where you're at inside yourself and how you're feeling. And they may do some writing processes. And what happens in these writing processes is that the spirit technicians, the spirit surgeons are watching your consciousness, watching your mind. The teams of them are standing around you right now, I'm being told to say. And as you're writing and as you're workshopping with your conscious mind and self-reflecting, they start to notice where you're at, where your fears are, where your hesitations are, where your numbness is, and also where the gap is, where you can't see yourself, where you're not recognizing the huge power that you have, so they can see the gap. And with their compassion, they will be today in our processes, they will be going in and bridging that gap with their beautiful light wiring. Sacred codes, downloads of software, their rewiring, grafting. So just letting you know, lots of that's going to be happening today. And they can absolutely see all your Akashic records, but they want you, they're telling me to say, they want you to recognize a few things and have some deep penny drops today about who you are, why you've come, what your core motivation is, what your driving force is, why you're bothering to breathe, why you jump out of bed in the morning. What is it that gives you the joy every day that you have a mission, that you have a purpose for being here, for breathing, for exploring every day, being in every day? So what I do, guys, just so that you know, I let them talk me. So everything, every process they suggest, every prompt I'm giving, even the thread of the thoughts that I'm talking about is coming directly from them. So they're the ones that are talking to you today. So I'm just going to pause for a moment and just see how they want to kickstart this. And I do believe they're going to jump us straight into, we're going to go through processes rolling right through this whole session today, Ian, if you don't mind, if that's all right. Because they would love each of you to really grok, really understand basic core realizations deep, 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 deep inside of you of who you are and why you've come. All right, so just checking in with them, seeing how they want to start. They're saying if you don't have paper to write on, you can write on your note on your phone. Notes on your phone. They're saying getting it out of your brain and onto something outside of you, like on your phone, on your computer, on a piece of paper, means that you're looking at something and it's reflecting back to you, and it does something to your deep unconscious. The deep unconscious recognizes something in the words that you write. That's why it's important to write it outside of you, everybody listening. Okay, so might be a moment. So they're going to start off with, and they're telling me straight away, they're going to start off with what they call a trigger sentence. And these trigger sentences are not logical. Sometimes the sentence structure is not logical. So guys, don't think I'm going to be doing good grammar. It's designed very carefully by these spirit beings, who are super smart, of course, to drill into your unconscious and to stir something in your unconscious. So we're going to write down a sentence, and then they're going to ask you to look at that sentence, notice what it's stirring in you, whatever it is, and just blurt on paper. And also the blurting on paper, just writing on paper, does not have to be logical. If you're just having an emotional reaction, you can just repeat a phrase over and over and over again on that piece of paper, just pouring it out. Or you can just tell a story on the paper, or you can just let something deep in you write without you even knowing what it wants to write, and it just wants to write something. Okay, so you're witnessing it writing, a higher part of you, a lower part of you, a part of you that's in pain, let that write. Okay, so the first trigger sentence, everyone, is this. Ian, I'd like you to do this as well, if you've got if you've got something to write on. Won't be a second. And this is all around everyone. Just remember the result we're going for today is for you to have deeper awareness of why you've come into this physical dimension. Okay, so the trigger sentence is, I can't feel my heart. Even though I try so hard to love myself each and every day. I can't feel my heart, even though Ian, what was it? I try so hard to love myself each and every day.
Yeah. I can't feel my heart, even though I try so hard to love myself each and every day.
That's it. Full stop. In this lifetime, I commit to opening my heart so that I create realities from my heart. Do you want to read that back, Ian?
In this lifetime, I commit to opening my heart so that I create realities from my heart.
Okay. Full stop. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I'm being invited by them to ask you, Ian, to read it from the very beginning, just slowly, so everyone gets the words.
I'm going to read both of them.
Yep.
I can't feel my heart, even though I try so hard to love myself each and every day. In this lifetime, I commit to opening my heart so that I create realities from my heart.
Okay, cool. All right, guys, I want everyone to workshop that on paper. Please feel the raw response to that, just the raw response. Let it be raw, because that's where your feelings will be coming up. Now, spirit surgeons are watching you and are listening to what's happening in you as you're writing. So just for a few moments, everybody, off you go. I'm going to mute myself for a moment. As you're writing, your auric field is being transmuted. We're getting spirit surgery, spirit healing right now as we're writing. Keep going, everyone. As you're writing, everyone, they've just been telling me just right now that a whole lot of sadness is lifting up and out of your auric fields as a group. They're telling me now that they're looking, going deeper into your Akashic records and scanning for deeper sadness in your Akashic records, siphoning that out, transmuting it. As you're writing, this beautiful blend of things is going on. Auric healing, your reflections. Keep going, everyone. A couple of more moments. If you can, write down something that you're sad about that relates to those sentences. Because that'll help these spirit technicians find that sadness as you're writing about it. All right, everyone, you can pause your writing. Thank you so much for taking that moment and exploring. Well done. I'd like you to scan what you've written and notice which words are jumping out at you. If you've got paper, draw a circle around those words. And just looking at that page of whatever you've written it on, feel the energy coming off it. All right, everyone. Ian, I'd love you just to reflect a little bit on anything that you want to share from your reaction in that process.
Yeah, I'm on the couch now. Yeah, so... You want me to share what I wrote as well?
Absolutely. Just anything at all that something that was important for you that came out of that.
Yeah, well, what was important for me was that there is sadness around, you know, I'm a transplant, basically. You know, I was kind of transplanted here to the U.S., but I came by myself without family. So... while I have such a beautiful online community, I don't have my own family here. And I do miss the family. Plus, I also just transplanted to another part of the country here, and I don't have any sort of physical, spiritual community. I think a lot of people are going through that right now in various forms because of the various degrees of lockdown. So, you know, what I'm feeling might just be in the Enfield as well. But there's sadness around not having that deeper connection, like the face-to-face connection with community.
No, oh, I get it. I really hear that. I think everyone, I think so many people listening to you, all of us will be totally feeling that, actually. Wow. Nicely pinpointed. Beautiful. The grief. And my spirit teams are telling me right now is that underlying that is a lot of grief. And they just want to check to see if it's okay to for them to reflect on this. Excuse me, I'm just going to clear my throat. They just want to reflect that as you're even mentioning that and verbalizing that, speaking about it, it's touching on grief. And they're saying actually the grief it's touching on is a huge ocean of grief. And it's the soul transplanting itself into the physical dimension is the grief. Because the soul is limitless. It doesn't have... that doesn't have the limits that we have here in this physical dimension as a human with our emotions and our personality. So the transplant continues, the theme.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying that the ocean of grief, even underneath what you have spoken about, is vast. They're saying every single human has it, this vast grief. And it's they're telling me to say right now that it stops us from standing up, speaking up, shining, being all that we can be in our full potential. That grief, it's like somebody cutting, you know, cutting us off the knees. It's like something cauterized, you know, a scar tissue is there. And it stops us. They're saying it's very true. They look into the auric fields of humans constantly and they're saying it just sits there, this the shock of being in a human body. So they're saying, let's do an inner closed eye process where they're going to invite everybody to look at their beautiful soul angelic self and to have a reunion with that part of you so that you see who you really are, acknowledge it to yourself, and feel the warmth of the love of what you really are. So very much a homecoming and a reunion. All right, everybody ready? Let's close our eyes. You've been talking about separation and, oh my gosh, what a theme. Perfect theme for the bringing together again right now in this process. Okay, everyone. Taking a deep breath. I teach people to switch into pretend mode and imagination mode when they're jumping into the worlds of spirit, because the worlds of spirit literally place on your imagination video camera, video screen, on your pretend video screen, exactly what's there in the worlds of spirit. So use that muscle of pretend, of imagination. Okay. So imagine in front of you is a huge ball of light, and this is actually a doorway, it's a stargate. So we're going to step into the ball of light, everyone. Just totally pretend, let's step into this ball of light. Airlock, let's just stand in there for a moment. Let the light penetrate right through, soak hugely deep into your whole body, into your whole system, right to your core. It's doing a job, actually, as it's soaking in. Touching subtle energy systems. It's flowing into the beautiful anatomy of your auric field, all the chakra systems, the fabric of your auric field. Just spending a moment here, it's like a resuscitation chamber. Now this light is going to change colors. It's a little bit like one of those, these spa incubator beds that change color, lying in them, color therapy. So we're in this portal, we're in this stargate, blazing white light, everyone. It's going to very quickly change to deep purple. And again, that deep purple is going to soak all the way in to the filaments of light and the fabric, the light fabric of your aura, right to your core. And now it's changing to the brightest yellow, the happiest yellow. And again, that happiest yellow is just brightening up all of those light waves in your auric fields. It's delivering a specific software into those light waves of your auric field. And now it's changing its hue into bright orange. And this bright orange has a beautiful pulse, quite a powerful pulse actually. And it's pushing and pulsing through the fabric of your aura. And now quickly it's turning again into silver. Now that silver can feel a little bit cold, but it's downloading and delivering a specific software into your auric field. Ian, I'm going to get you to put your mute button on, I think, if you don't mind. Thank you, dear. And now, everyone, this light, we're in this light chamber, is turning to the most beautiful, juiciest gold. And that is running through the light filaments, the waves, the light waves of your auric field. It's delivering itself deep into the center of all of your chakras, your third eye chakra, your crown chakra, throat chakra, thyroid chakra, heart chakra, solar plexus chakra, sacral chakra, and base chakra. Feet chakras, knee chakras, elbow chakras, under the arm chakras, shoulder chakras, under the feet chakras, sole of the feet, palms of the hand chakras. Every joint in your body is a chakra, and this gold light is flushing right through. Beautiful, guys. Well done. Good wash. We've had it with, you know, they have these pet washes, these dog wash sort of things. We've just been through one. Car wash. All right. So we're going to step forward, like it is a stargate, so we're stepping forward, excuse me, and let's step forward out of this beautiful car wash that we've had. And standing in front of you, we've been prepared, it's been like an airlock, we've been prepared, and standing in front of you is a very tall being of gold, golden light, much taller than you. They reach their hand out and you take their hand and they start to, a bit like Peter Pan, they start to lift you upwards together, flying upwards together, heading straight up, everyone. Above us as we're flying up together is a membrane of gold light. We head straight up to that membrane and push up through the membrane of energy and above it. And now above it, there's someone coming towards you. And it's a being that's shimmering of love and light. Most beautiful, beautiful shimmering. Sweet. It's like a sound, a sweet melody is coming from it. And this being is you. In your higher light body. Your higher soul form. The soul of you. I would like you to step in front of this being and ask it two or three questions. I'm going to go quiet for a moment. I want you to really switch on your careful listening, your instant knowing of what the messages are that are coming back from the higher you that's standing in front of you. The kind of questions to ask are, who are you? That's a great question to ask. Another question to ask is, why did I decide to incarnate? And then you can ask more questions. I'm going quiet for a few moments. Hi, everyone. I'd just like to say I'm sure you've had a long conversation because there's a lot to ask with your soul, isn't there? I'm being asked to say, to suggest that you come back here in the replay and to meet with your soul using this process, following my voice, my instruction, even maybe doing the writing exercise at the very beginning. You'll be different each day, each time you do it. And to come here and meet with your soul regularly, to connect with your beautiful soul regularly, to feel your soul's power, its beauty, its love for you, its wisdom for you, because it has something to say to you every time you ask it a question. Beautiful, beautiful, clear wisdom coming straight back to you. Suggestions, guidelines. And just to know that your soul is there and knows you, knows what you're going through, understands you. So beautiful. Ian, do you want to share a little bit? At all?
I'm back. Well, I just had some, I think more than anything, some kind of recognition about that, you know, my soul is really me. So just more deeper recognition of the, more around the journey, and everything is totally fine. I signed up for this. I asked to come here. I have my own lessons to learn and my own mastery that I need to work on. Yeah.
Great. Was it valuable to have that moment of conversation?
Oh, very, very. Thank you. Yeah, really. Yeah.
Good. So beautiful. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks for sharing. And I'd love everybody on this call just to write down somewhere on a device, computer, on a notepad, the key takeaways really quickly before we move on. Just grab them, harvest them, freeze frame them so that you can catch them, because the worlds of spirit fade very quickly once we jump back into this physical dimension, and we can forget. So writing down the key conversation points that you just had.
I'd love to go ahead and have you answer some questions from the web, if this is a good time to do that.
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Okay, yep. Great. Tasha from Portland is writing in, and she's saying, like a good number of people, I'm at a pivotal moment in my transcendence. What guidance and rewiring tools can you assist with at this critical time?
You mean personally?
Yeah. For Tasha personally, I think all of us would benefit from the answer because, you know, when you answer, of course, it's for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Rewiring. Well, my suggestion is to, in terms of rewiring, my suggestion is to just be under the waterfall of super high light from these creator beings as much as possible. Their intelligence instantly, as a snapshot, understands your auric field and your Akashic records and who you are as a soul. And if you speak to them directly from your heart and instruct them to upgrade you and grow your awakeness, they will put you on a strategic program of piece by piece, day by day, rewiring and awakening. So I'm pushing it. I'm giving you the hot potato back, just saying that there's a lot you can do for rewiring, just saying. And let me just see. Wait a second. If you want speed, I'm being told to say this. If you want speed, is it Tash? If you want speed, you really need to jump on a very fast train. And they're telling me to say to you that you do need to have one-on-one moments with them, with these creator beings. And I offer that, and I'm going to be talking about one of my courses where you, whenever a recording of them channeling through me, they are live with you. And they take you into processes. They are there with you, closed eye processes. They show up. You have opportunities to have huge, long conversations and moments of instruction to them about what you want to change in your life, what you want to change about yourself. So I'm just saying that there's a lot being offered, a huge opportunity being offered for speed and acceleration if you're transcendence and awakening is what you're wanting. I'm saying that these beings that I've played with for 30 years awaken you very quickly. So my suggestion is to dive into deep processes with them, get them on board as your mentor that you talk to regularly, open up to telepathic communication with them, and that's just showing up and eyeballing them regularly and having a two-way conversation with them. Maybe in deep processes through a recorded process, etc. But their capability of changing you quickly is exponential. Exponential. And much of it is to do with your level of the strength of your clarity about how much you want this. And they can feel that. It's like, how far is the rubber band being pulled back inside of you? How deep is your longing? That's what they gauge and assess, because that's how fast they'll take you. So that part is up to you. That piece is up to you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much. You know, since you mentioned the program, I think this will be a lovely time to have you share with everyone what the program is.
Yes.
Let's do that. Let me just direct everyone to the offer page so that they can follow along visually. So if you're on the webinar page, you'll see the orange button there that says special offer. Just go ahead and click that. And then if you're not on the page and you need to type it in, you'll be going to WOTAshow, that's WOTASHOW.com/Alicia, which is ALICIA, and then the number 10. So everything's lowercase. I'm going to say it one more time. WOTASHOW.com/Alicia, ALICIA, 10. And you'll be taken to the special offer, which is Advance Your Spirit Series 2. So Alicia, tell us about the Series 2 Advance Your Spirit offer.
So these Advance Your Spirit courses, Series 1 and Series 2. Today we're talking about Series 2. These are very similar to what we did today, workshopping with these beings. They push your nose into writing processes. They give you trigger sentences. They just a ton of self-inquiry where you are looking at your own inner feelings and knowings and trepidations and fears and feelings of limitation and sadnesses and griefs and very gently, very, very gently. So it's you just writing out everything that's happening in you through these programs. There are 10 modules in Series 2, and the full focus, the entire package of the entire package, is being lifted into self-realization. We did a tiny bit of it today where we were in front of our soul and talking with our soul and understanding who we really are. So this entire package, the Advance Your Spirit Series 2, is designed with 10 modules of 1.5 hours each, workshops, 10 workshops, huge workshops, of tons of drilling in, tons of rewiring, auric rewiring, drilling down to where your fears are and them being transmuted, deleted. so that halfway through those 10 workshops, they are replacing all those fears with a platform of empowerment and of self-love and self-respect and a realization of who you are, so that it's permanent, guys. So I hope you're all listening to that. So the whole 10 workshops are lifting you into self-realization. Really, really powerful. Increasing your light, transforming you. So I'm just going to go through each one of these workshops quite quickly. So series two, as mentioned, is all about just step by step by step, building block by building block, pushing you, gently nudging you, reconstructing you into a platform of self-realization. So the first workshop, module one, is the whole workshop of hour and a half is gently opening you and awakening you to taking ownership of your light, of what you are, of what they call self-love, right? But for these spirit tutors, they're saying that self-love is recognition. It's not something you have to do. It's just recognition of who you are. And the process in the workshop for this first one, this workshop one, module one, sort of like a slam dunk, you know, the basketball just dunking straight into the basketball net, right? They take you to a final moment of realization, even in this very first workshop, that you are in full ownership of everything, of this physical dimension, of your experience here in this human form. So your sense of ownership, it's incredibly powerful, very sort of gentle and simple, and it takes you there. So that's module one, and lots of auric rewiring, workshopping, just beautiful. So that's just the start. And that's like the opening salvo to then starting to do lots and lots and lots of work. Gently taking you by the hand, leading you into self-inquiry and reflection. So workshop two is fearlessness of shining your own light. That's what's workshopped with these spirit tutors. Everything is channeled straight from them, every word. Deep rewiring, looking lots and lots of very gentle, caring soul wound surgery so that you open to remembering who you are and why you're here. It's an incredible, powerful journey deeper into your sacred self, where you gain more intimate knowledge of your own self-doubts, your lack of remembering who you are, and that is deeply healed and brought back to self-love. And every one of the workshops, of the 10 workshops in the series two, has lots of processes to start with, and then a beautiful deep inner journey and a deep auric healing, where you're taken in into the worlds of spirit, and you're stood in front of sequentially right through the whole course. You're taken in front of different levels of the worlds of spirit, different kinds of spirit surgeons. You get to know them. You're initiated into working with them. I just want to say the reason why thousands of people work with me is because I've been initiated to directly work with highly accelerated spirit surgeons, highly accelerated these creator beings. That's why people come and work with my work and with these beings that I channel, because their lives change fast. So just saying. So in every one of these 10 workshops, the second part is a deep inner journey. In workshop two, module two, lots and lots of training on how to work with healer beings, beings that are healing you, and you get initiated into working with one of these spirit tribes that I work with, accelerated spirit tribes, and they are extraordinary. And also a powerful, powerful ascension process with Mother Earth. That's in module two. Just stunning work. Mm. Module three, again, processes, auric healing, all to do with lifting of your inner platform of yourself, lifting it up higher and higher and higher, rewiring it as it's getting lifted so that it's permanent. the, again, more training, teaching you guys to work with spirit surgeons more, upgrading soul surgery, upgrading you. You're going to be taught simple techniques that I've developed over decades of partnering with spirit healer beings, ways that you can amplify the healing result with just different ways that you can change your focus as you're working with them. You're going to learn how spirit shows you what they're doing as they're healing. Okay, so you're literally going to be just being matured in how to, from now on, just work with accelerated spirit healer beings, working even more deeply initiated with this tribe of spirit healer surgeons, this warrior tribe. So, do you know, it's interesting that this particular module, module 3, has got a particular quote, and I'm going to read it, which really relates to what you were talking about, Ian. It says, "This is the spirit world, these spirit technicians said to me," okay, and I'm just going to read this quote, "there is enormous grief. Where we're operating as a human being and doing our best, but we're not connected to the vast being that we are. So we're not normally operating at 100% from that vast self-remembering, self-knowing. So the separation from that is an enormous grief." And a lot of this surgery, right through Advance Your Spirit, is these spirit surgeons going into that grief, that platform of grief, just popping it, healing it, so that an empowerment just comes straight back in there. New software. Module 4, this is amazing, because again, as we're going deeper and deeper into the center of this course, right, module 4, there's an opening to more and more training on your soul wounding and working with spirit technicians on your soul wounding, deeper training on how to manage shadow in your auric field and generally in your life. So this is the how-to. This is the training. Detailed training in partnering with these warrior beings and how to transmute and shift shadow. This is included in workshop 4. What is the powerful key element in dealing with shadow? The variety of ways shadow affects our thinking and our feeling. How spirit beings are sophisticated scientists working with light. New understandings of simple tools to observe shadow. How you change as you partner closely to maintain auric clarity. How to clarify your intention focus. The safety net provided by these creator beings. Mistaken presumptions that we have that lower our shadow immunity. How your connection to your soul expression can be altered by shadow. How your connection to your soul expression can be altered by shadow. Deeper detailed training in what I call the sun technique, which is a powerful, simple tool that I work with every single day and I teach everybody how to work with, which is a very, very powerful, instantaneous tool to work with shadow. So, and again, an incredibly powerful inner journey and healing is the second part of that workshop, where you guys are taken into elevated spheres of light with the creator being frequencies, huge infusions of super high light. Okay, workshop 5, there's just so much here. Deeper training, again, going deeper again with these spirit technicians. Can you see it's just like step by step by step, just going deeper and deeper and deeper. might be a second, just taking a look here. The focus of workshop 5 is gently nudging you into stability and fearlessness. The rewiring's all about that. The processes and the workshopping is all about moving into stability and fearlessness. So they're going to be helping you look at your challenges, your life circumstances, global politics, lots of destabilizing things that are in your life. You're going to be standing in front of super high spirit mentors who see your struggles and fears, and they're going to be, again, they're going to be rewiring you with that. Just amazing. You'll be taken up into, advanced layers of spirit light. You're going to be lying down on crystal healing table was just gorgeous. The other
Sounds beautiful.
The other amazing thing about the module 5 is this particular tribe of spirit surgeons that I am introduced to you in this course. You're going to be in this particular module 5, you'll be introduced to another subgroup of them, and they teach you how to manifest, and they become partners with you in manifesting realities in your life. So just letting you know. Ian, did you want to make a comment?
No, I was just looking at that laying down on the crystal healing tables.
Yeah.
Just feels like such a beautiful, beautiful process. So transformative.
I know. Just incredible. Each of these, the second half of each of these workshops, the inner journeys, are just profound and completely tied into what you're doing in the first half, which is workshopping the focus of that particular workshop. So workshop 6, module 6 is hear how they've moved you into stability, right? And now they're teaching you in workshop 6 how to choose higher above fear. So they're saying, get ready to work in your deep unconscious, exploring your unconscious psyche, your needs and hopes and desires. You know, again, loving and sacred writing processes taken into gentle awareness of your need for self-respect and for self-love. And as you're writing, of course, these spirit healer teams will be clearing your subliminal soul wounds around self-respect and self-love, and taking you deep again into deep knowledge and understanding of your own soul. Part of that first part is learning what happened to you as a child with psychic forces and how life failure can be redefined as self-love training. So lots and lots of deep rewiring. That inner process is, that second half of the inner process of that workshop, more training with that spirit tribe that I introduced to you with reality creation. More training. So they do say that even when we pass over and just become a soul back in the worlds of spirit, that once we have healed and reflected on our life, we then continue to move into training on reality creation. It is something that just is part of being a soul. And so deep in this whole course in module 6 and in module 5, you guys are you're working with trainers on reality creation. And again, as I said, they become partners with you, where at any moment you can turn to them and ask them to help you create realities, help you to manifest realities in the world with spirit trainers, collaborators. So, you know, where you can, it supports your life's work and your soul expression. So, yeah, powerful stuff. Just great. I love teaching people how to work with spirit beings and spirit teachers, because then it's portable. You're working with it throughout your day and throughout your life. Workshop 7, we're starting to move into different sort of aspects of empowerment and self-realization. Workshop 7 is communicating with high authority beings. So you are taken up to creator beings. You're introduced to different tribes, of auric spirit technicians, taken to higher inner platforms of empowerment. What's one of the beautiful things is that I introduce you to a variety of spirit collaborators that you can reach for to nudge you forward, to push you forward in your higher soul expression, so that you fulfill your soul purpose in this lifetime. And that's the beauty. It's like a smorgasbord of amazing different specialists in the worlds of spirit who are accelerated, who can push you forward. I'm just looking at module 7. It's all to do with higher authority beings. learning to work with them. These are authority beings that oversee universes. We've played with them a bit today. So taking the time, spending time with them, getting to know them. The inner journey in this workshop 7 will mature your spiritual leadership as you are placed into moments of elevated, clarifying awareness with these senior authority beings. So that's module 7. Module 8, oh, it's incredible. So the workshopping is, these spirit trainers, they really are impeccable and detailed. And workshop 8 is how darkness pushes your clarity into power. So how darkness, how shadow pushes you into your clarity and into your power. It walks you to an edge of a new powerful realization of how shadow has mentored you into your power. The spirit technicians and the spirit teachers that you're working with deepen these inner processes. They open an inquiry in you that releases a lot of this stress and pressure in you about shadow. And you become empowered. And that pushes you into self-love and hopefulness. And also a part of this workshop is increasing your higher heart capacity, exploring your higher heart and learning about it. In this workshop, you've got an opportunity to fly much higher than ever before. The rewiring is real, held in the competent arms of spirit tutors who can see your soul path forward. And a beautiful quote from this workshop is, these beings don't preempt any learning curves in their rewiring. They have to design the learning curve so that your consciousness makes a real choice, a real decision. They never take your choices away from you with all that rewiring and healing. They design your life with you so that your power gains, like you moving into your understanding, is real and it's integrated. Just saying. Module starting to work with a feeling of hope and again working with high level beings, facilitation with overseers of light. It's got a brighter, lighter tone where they facilitate your soul bodies, your unconscious mind and your heart, focusing on joy and auric repatterning and reconstructing to dive in and anchoring joy into the resonance of your heart. So module 9, workshop 9, has extensive long spirit surgery times that target your need for joy and lightness in your life. It's extraordinarily powerful work and very, very upgrading. So powerful light infusions in the inner spirit processes, mind-blowing healing at the core of your soul, just profound, profound moments. Huge transformation of lifetimes upon lifetimes of sadness and fear. And all of it is delivering new light, new life-changing, highlight codes that create a higher potential for this lifetime. So just light lifting, moving you up into higher light software in your auric field. Module 10, the final one, is a really interesting one, especially what you've been talking about, Ian. It takes a pause, it takes the foot off the accelerator, and the focus is noticing your aloneness in physicality. And then activating hope. So that's the workshopping, which is just so in line with what we've been talking about today. Feeling the raw feeling of aloneness and then gently opening up a realization in you in this workshop of a parallel reality that this reality is paper thin and that walking with you are these powerful beings that are available to you at any second. So in the inner journey in module 10, all the rewiring and the reconstruction again of your auric field is to build the resonance and the feeling of hope in you and the awakening of a new possibility. They are actually rewiring you into you seeing yourself completely differently and rewiring in you the ability to envision yourself differently, which is huge. It's just absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. Because from one moment to the next, you can be totally thinking differently about yourself and what's possible for yourself. So I'm just going to read a little bit here. Extremely high authority beings of light are brought to you to observe your life scope needs and the larger overarching requirements of this lifetime. And with the authority granted from these beings, a new reality is granted to you. Granted to you from these high authority beings. So you're standing in front of them, you're telling them what you need, and they grant it. So just letting you know that's it's pretty high level stuff, I do have to say. Yeah. Beautiful course. I get a lot of feedback from the Advance Your Spirit courses. People absolutely love them. They're quite transformative. So.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Such a beautiful, beautiful program. And I know we spent quite a bit of time sharing about it, but it was kind of mesmerizing as you went through and shared everything that's included. Wow. Really,
yeah.
you can really feel it. You can really feel the depth and the transformation that is like this kinetic energy just waiting to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting to occur. It's right there. It's right there for all of us. Just working with these beautiful creator beings. So much rewiring. Lovely.
That's it. So much rewiring. Yeah.
Yes, lovely. Well, thank you so much for sharing this beautiful program with the Wisdom community. And I also wanted to add, everyone, if you feel guided to do Series 1, if you haven't yet done Series 1, you can do them both. Now, Alicia did bring that to the community just a little while back. And if you haven't done that, there is a link on that very same page for you to take a peek at Series 1 as well. And you can do both Series 1 and Series 2. So just feel into that.
Series 1, just a quick reminder, Series 1 is about grafting your light bodies up to your higher self. So about pushing your self-awareness into your higher self. Series 2 is, as you guys have just heard, it's all about self-realization. It's nudging you, grafting you into self-realization. So, yeah, just letting you know.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Of course. As I said in the beginning, we adore you. I adore you. It's amazing having you on. I mean, so much beautiful transformation happens when you're here, and we love to be exposed to the creator beings and have them work with us. So many, many, many thanks. We're in deep gratitude to you, Alicia, as well as the creator beings for being here. I would love it if you would. I know you've taken us on a beautiful process, but if there's anything else you'd like to share, anything coming through you to you, anything that you're being guided to share with the community as we start to wind this show down.
Okay. It's just tuning in to them. Okay, so they're asking everyone to close your eyes. They're going to just bathe us. It's like an infusion of their high frequency light. And there's nothing simple about this. This is like, what I mean by that is that it's very real. It's kind of like new software, rewiring software. So I'm going to go quiet. They're asking me to go quiet because they want it to be strong, powerful energy. Won't be a moment. Wow, that was so powerful. Oh my goodness. It was like the waterfall kind of went 30 or 50 or 80 times stronger. Bang. I don't know what anyone else was feeling, but I just find it amazing how they just can switch on this faucet of intense energy. They are so, they're so here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're so here for us. It's like, oh my goodness gracious me.
Yeah, I feel that transmission is going to last quite a while. You know, it's like right now I'm feeling like I don't want to open my eyes and I don't want it to end because my being knows that what I'm receiving, I'm needing. And I really appreciate the fact that, well, you know, we know this to be true, but, you know, everyone receives what they need, not necessarily what they want, not necessarily what they want, but always what they need. And I feel that during this very last transmission right now, I'm personally receiving what I need. And I know my soul wants that to continue. So even as I'm speaking right now, Alicia, I'm not willing to open my eyes. Something's going on. So
hey, look, you know, we could sort of say, we could say goodbye to everybody and just keep this force coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's like keep the shower, you know, under a hot shower.
Well, it'll continue even once we close down because, you know.
Do you know what? They're laughing. Oh, I love it when they laugh. they're laughing because they love our joy and our enjoyment of it.
Yeah. Well, so much gratitude, Alicia. So much gratitude to the creator beings. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, beautiful life, everyone in the Wisdom Tribe. It is so amazing to always gather with you. It's powerful. It's transformative. I think you can all feel it. I know I can. So beautiful souls, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you so much. But we always want to thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, Father, Son, all the ancient ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for assembling us here, for bringing us here and creating these orbs and this platform that we can gather together and as the community in this beautiful, beautiful energy. So, Alicia and the creator beings, thank you so much again for being here. Much love to you.
Thank you so much. Always a joy. Always a joy.
Yeah. All right, sweet souls, thank you, thank you. Namaste. Bye, everyone. Speak to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.